Tampa City Council passed an ordinance this morning they hope will reduce prostitution and drug slinging in neighborhoods. The so-called John Ordinance allows police to impound vehicles used in those crimes. The fee to get the car back will be $500. During the first reading early this month, Councilmember Mary Mulhern said the steep fee might punish families who only have one car. And today, she appealed to the financial woes the ordinance might cause.
As a revenue generator, may also end up costing us in the cost of legal costs of defending it. So I can't support it.
She also implied that a law like this might be asserting guilt before conviction.
You're judged and penalized at the same time by the police department, and your hearing would be scheduled later. And I think that the fact that we're putting this hefty penalty on getting your car back is actually an incentive for our police officers to arrest more people.
Councilmember Yvonne Capine rejected Mulhern's concerns that perpetrators' rights might be violated.
Neighborhood residents have civil rights, too. They have a right to live in a safe environment that fosters a friendly place for families to live and work and raise their children.
Six members of the public urged council to give the Tampa Police Department the tools to stamp out drug deals and prostitution. One of them, resident Susan Long, said women who turn to prostitution need to be helped, but going after the men who solicit them may be a step in the right direction.
And they say some of the ways to go after the Johns is, one, make it public that they were arrested for soliciting prostitution. Two, make sure that their family knows and they get family pressure as well as public pressure. And three, make it painful for them. What we're doing here on this ordinance is, one, notifying their families, spouses, significant others, that that's what they were doing. Two, making it painful for them.
The ability of police to impound vehicles after an arrest isn't new, but the fine is. Currently, a suspect can get their vehicle back for only the cost of towing and storage. Once the ordinance is enacted, there will be an additional $500 civil fee. But Tampa resident Pete Johnson said it's the price that comes with breaking the law.
Council needs to give TPD the powers to correct the problems that we have in our neighborhoods, regardless of any kind of a hardship. I'm sorry. You break the law, it's a hardship. You get a speeding ticket, you get a fine. It's a hardship. It's a hardship on your family. It's a hardship on everybody. That's how we protect our neighborhoods, by developing some kind of a hardship to keep people from breaking the law.
Whether or not the price of getting busted will deter would-be Johns or drug dealers is up in the air. But Council Chair Charlie Miranda said it's a step in the right direction, both for public safety and for the housing market.
When you look at the retail value or home values of your dwelling, and you look at the amount of money that is costing society, all of us, you'd be surprised what little things can do. And this is one little thing and a foot forward to hopefully resolving some of the problems. We're never going to get rid of all the problems.
In a statement, Mayor Bob Buckhorn said, "This is one of the best tools we have to help combat prostitution, and that's why cities across the country have adopted similar measures." The ordinance will go into effect as soon as it gets signed by Council Chair Charlie Miranda and Mayor Buckhorn. That could happen as early as tomorrow. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.